Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPureDeals.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Some of the leadership of... if you look at the map and you see Hungary and you see how it is encircled, Russia, Belarus, Crimea.
Holy geography, of course.
I'm glad you told me, because I want to keep straight on my geography.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's turned out terrible for the people of Ukraine, because when Putin looks at Biden, he sees Neville Chamberlain.
We're hearing the president walk into the room now, so let's take a listen.
That the settlement of the Czechoslovakian problem is, in my view, only the prelude to a larger settlement in which all Europe may find peace.
Just the announcement of sanctions is not going to have the immediate impact. They're not intended to work that way.
Joe Biden is not going toe-to-toe with Putin. He's getting run over by Putin.
Whoosh. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Like Hotspur, I have returned from Munich from my meeting with Herr Putin. And I hold in my hand a document that will mean peace in our time.
Who knew Lindsey Graham was historically aware enough to quote Neville Chamberlain? But, the thing about Neville Chamberlain is, Neville Chamberlain was a successful industrialist. And, I don't think anybody ever said he was corrupt. Joe Kennedy, the patriarch, the old man, the vicious anti-Semite, Nazi coddling U.S. ambassador and father to JFK, Teddy, etc. He liked that. They were buddies. They used to pal around together. I guess Joe would go over to 10 Downing Street for a cocktail or two. 844-500-4242. So there, the variants are continue to drop. They're dropping in D.C. I just got a text from North Carolina. A lot of school districts in North Carolina are dropping the mandatory masks in classrooms yesterday, including the biggest, Wake County. Today they're announcing the discovery of a new COVID variant identified in North Carolina. Yeah, we're going to have Eddie Scarry on from the Federalist at the second hour of the show to discuss. They're not going to let this go away. I mean, they're pulling back. They're having a truce. Like the Christmas truce during World War I or the phony war before the Germans ran through France in the spring.
How dare you?
I'm just telling you, Greta. I don't think you've studied the same kind of history that Lindsey Graham did or I did or most people did, but that's the reality of it. They're regrouping for a new offensive. Believe me, the cult of the mask is not giving up. They are addicted to panic porn.
Get vaccinated.
I know. 917 says they're locking down Washington D.C. for the trucker variant. Yeah, the trucker variant. And, did you see that in Scranton, PA, they were going to have the first of the little trucker convoys. They were going to go to D.C. The convoy, the overall convoy, the big one is starting out of California. It's obviously going to take a while to get it to D.C., but Scranton's a lot closer. So they were going to go down 2030. And guess what happened, though? The guy who was going to lead the convoy, he went out today or yesterday morning to start his truck and get it going. He was going to be at the head. He was going to be the bandit, you might say. He was going to be in the Burt Reynolds role, leading the convoy. Guess what? His tires were all flat. Isn't that a surprise? I was thinking about this because, like I said, I've been writing some stuff about my background just, for future use in a book or something to that effect. And I was going back over the old Black Panther Party files when I used to cover the Black Panther Party, and I would get the documents that they were giving out, and, they went crazy about it. And one of the things they did to the Black Panthers in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, was they were going to have a big, they were going to have a group of buses go up to D.C., you know, for some, I don't know, some kind of civil rights march about 1970s or something like that. So everybody assembled at the bus yard that morning to go up to D.C., and guess what? All the tires were flat. And turned out that the FBI did have something to do with that. It came out like 30 years later, as it often does. So I was getting a small bit of deja vu all over again as I was reading about this guy Bob Bolas having the air taken out of his truck tires. That's an old G-man dirty trick from COINTELPRO days, counterintelligence days. Did you know that today is National Margarita Day? Yes, it is. It's a big day. Yesterday. Okay. Yesterday was National Margarita Day. I didn't know about this story until today. Jen Psaki told everybody to chill out and have a margarita if their Pelotons didn't arrive, or you know, they were concerned about the price of gasoline doubling or hamburger meat prices going up thanks to the meat conglomerates. And so
the Big Four controlling it all.
The Big Four. I prefer to call them the meat conglomerates. It sounds even more ominous than the Big Four. There are many Big Fours, Big Threes, you know, but there's only one meat conglomerate. So anyway,
I call meat conglomerate Chuck.
Big Chuck. So here's what she said. My advice to everyone out there who is frustrated, sad, angry, pissed off. She shouldn't have said that. Feel these emotions. Go to a kickboxing class. Have a margarita. Do whatever you need to do this weekend and then wake up on Monday morning. We've got to keep fighting. Fighting who? Fighting against freedom of speech or the Second Amendment or colorblind meritocracy in the hiring process. So anyway, Ron DeSantis tweeted out that sound cut of Psaki talking about everybody having a margarita, and here's what he said. The Biden Fauci administration, he keeps changing it. A couple of weeks ago it was the Brandon administration. Now it's the Biden Fauci administration. Thinks a margarita will solve all the problems they've created for the American people. This is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. Well, you can have a margarita, but it will not cure Bidenflation, which is causing massive increases in prices across the board for Americans.
My advice to everyone out there who's frustrated, sad, angry, pissed off, feel those emotions, go to a kickboxing class, have a margarita, do whatever you need to do this weekend, and then wake up on Monday morning, we gotta keep fighting.
Having a margarita is well and good, but it is not a cure for Bidenflation.
It isn't. He's absolutely correct. And this is what's going on. You want another canary in the coal mine for the way the population has turned on the Democrats? There's the city of Jacksonville, Florida. Big city, you know where it is, northern Florida, Duval County. And they had a city council seat go vacant. And the person who had the seat died. It was a Democrat seat. And Duval County, for the first time since 1976, had gone for Biden. The first time they went for a Democrat since Jimmy Carter in 1976. And, you know, it was kind of an outlier in Florida because Miami-Dade flipped 30 points from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump. But so they were going to have an election to replace this Democrat in this district city council seat in Jacksonville, and the Democrat actually won the preliminary election, but was unable to get to 50% of the vote. So they had to have a runoff election. The Democrat, she was endorsed. All three of the Democrat candidates for governor came to campaign for this woman, this Democrat. In a Democrat-leaning county, or sometime Democrat-leaning county, in a Democrat seat. Guess what happened on Tuesday night? the Republican who had finished second in the election or late last year now won by 4,000 votes. And there were it was a big turnout for a special election for one city council seat. It was a 20% turnout. That's big, believe it or not, that's big for that kind of a special election. 132,000 people voted in the district, and the Democrats lost the seat that they had won, that they had held in the past. This is just another canary in the coal mine. It's everybody feels inflation, don't they? 844-500-4242. Eddie Scary, people who are fans of his, he's been on with Grace a few times. He's been on our show a couple of times, too. He'll be on it at the bottom of the second hour, which is 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022 may mean yet more inflation. If you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. You need to hedge your bets. You need to diversify. You can't have all your retirement eggs in the stock market basket. There's a big story in the Wall Street Journal this morning saying that the insiders are making bearish bets. They're thinking the market's going to go even lower than it already has, and it's been down this year. It was in correction territory yesterday. So you've got to diversify. Now is the time to call Goldco and find out about precious metals, the historic defense against disastrous economic policies like are being promoted by the Biden-Fauci administration, as DeSantis calls it. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr. To receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr Show. On this, the day of Madam Speaker Nancy Pelosi getting Ukraine and Hungary mixed up, the borders, we're asking you about borders. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which border concerns you most? Ukraine-Russia's border, U.S.-Canada border, or the U.S.-Mexico border?
The U.S.-Mexico border.
95% say U.S.-Mexico, 3% say U.S.-Canada, only 1% say Ukraine-Russia.
1%? Who the hell is that person or persons? All right. 844-500-4242. We had to play this Pelosi cut for you. This is pretty amazing. I mean, again, she's 80. She's a few months older than Dementia Joe, but I've never heard anyone confuse Ukraine and Hungary. You know, a lot of people have said that a lot of these Democrats and neocons that want to go to war to protect Ukraine's border couldn't find it on a map. But very few. I've never heard any, and that may be true. But I've never heard anyone think that Ukraine is in the middle of Europe or that Hungary is in Eastern Europe. Here's Nancy Pelosi. cut 13.
Some of the leadership of if you look at the map and you see Hungary and you see how it is encircled, Russia, Belarus, Crimea, which they have taken over, but have, you know, it's still a danger now to Ukraine.
She didn't get one of Hungary's neighbors right. But again, I guess the bigger problem was she confused Hungary and Ukraine. 844-500-4242. Steve Bannon had a really great guest on his show last night. Steve Cortez. He used to work for Trump. He worked down here for this for the network where I do some of my my broadcasting from. And he was talking about why this obsession with the Biden administration about Ukraine and Russia, and he lays it all out very clearly. I mean, we all know what's going on, but it's nice to have somebody just put it right out there. Cut 21.
Inflation just surged, the inflation conflagration, which right now, unfortunately, engulfs the United States. They're trying to use the third created crisis, which is the showdown between Russia and Ukraine, which we are constantly trying to gin up and trying to interject American power into. They're trying to use that third crisis to cover up, to become a beard, effectively, for that second crisis, for the inflation crisis.
A beard. A disguise. They're playing hide the ball, wag the dog, whatever you want to call it. And here's Steve Cortez talking about how bad the inflation is, and it really is bad, and how it's, and what country our inflation level is now at the same level as. Cut 22.
When we look at our peer countries, has inflation risen modestly in recent months? Yes, it has. But in the United States, it is catapulting higher, and it is putting us in the company, in the very terrible company of such economies as Russia, Turkey, and Argentina. These are not our peer countries. If we do an apples-to-apples comparison, we see that inflation is massively worse here because of Joe Biden, number one, and number two, we are not going to allow this sleight of hand. We're not going to allow this propaganda to succeed where he tries to pretend that this is because of the showdown 5,000 miles away.
It's not going to work. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today quoting somebody saying that, you know, the thing about inflation is it's not like most political issues. Inflation erodes your faith in all the institutions of government because it, you know, even if you have no mortgage, no car payments, you know, you got some money in the bank, you got a pension, when your income is being cut away at a rate of over 1% a month, you just begin to worry and you just vote the rascals out, like what happened last night in Jacksonville, Florida. What happened in Virginia, what almost happened in New Jersey. This is they can't stop this. Cut 24.
Joe Biden declared war on American energy, on pipelines, on fracking, and unfortunately on drilling on federal lands. In addition to that, he and Chuck and Nancy engaged in an exorbitant borrowing and spending spree that sent inflation spiraling out of control in this country and sent the demand for physical assets of any type, whether it's crude oil or nickel or coffee, sent that demand absolutely soaring because capital smartly wanted a defense, wanted a safe harbor against Biden's inflation.
Yeah, again, because, you know, when you have a system where they just keep printing more and more money. I mean, the fact that you have no matter how high the stack of money you have is, you're not safe. You know, we all understand that there are no guarantees in life and we're all mortal, but we would like a little bit of security, everybody. And the Biden administration is just undercutting everybody's security. And that's why if you're really rich, you're buying these mansions or going crazy with expensive cars or buying a house somewhere that you're just going to rent out. And if you're poor, you just vote for the Republican for the city council. 844-500-4242. 207 says, I haven't eaten all day on Ukraine. I mean, Hungary. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to call us. That's also where you go to leave a message on the Chump line. And the texter wanted to know, where do you go to vote in the poll question? Go to HowieCarshow.com, and it's right there. It's right on the home page, and you can check it out and vote on the poll question. And we got lots of, check out the store too. We got lots of great deals there,
including a Grace's Goodies for a Bonner Private Wines partnership you can get for half off. So if they go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, they can get that too before the rest of them are gone.
Yeah, there's all kinds of good deals at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. And then check out Howie's homework too. All the stories that I talk about, or a lot of them anyway, we post, so you can just link to them automatically. And I try to give you a good cross-section of stories that many amusing stories too. Let me put it that way. So anyway, it's time now for Grace's News.
Today's stories in Howie's homework were a bit more serious, though, Howie. You had a lot of stories regarding Russia and Ukraine, and the story that we had actually talked about earlier, which is that Biden administration freezes new oil and gas drilling leases after court rules against key tool. Now, this is on the heels of Joe Biden telling us that we might have to get ready because defending freedom comes at a cost.
Freedom is just another word for, let's rewrite it a little bit, for higher gas prices.
Yeah, defending...
Nothing left to lose. Nothing left to lose after you keep paying these higher gas prices. Would you like it? Let's have an update here from the Golden State of California, where it really costs you a lot of gold to fill up in the Golden State. Cut 19.
In the U.S., gas prices that were already at an 8-year high are now spiking. California yesterday hitting an all-time record, nearly $5 a gallon.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, I think defending your freedom is now code for lower your expectations.
By the way, does Energy Secretary Granholm, you know, the one he called secretary and senator and governor and former governor the other day, and she's from Canada, by the way, does she have any remarks about Justin Trudeau? Does the Energy Secretary, what's her plan to deal with these gas prices? This is a flashback. Cut 20.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
You know, Grace, a cartel, that's a really sort of a dark word. But a cartel...
pejorative?
A cartel doesn't really have any impact if you control the source of whatever the cartel controls, right? You can laugh at the cartel. Like we used to laugh at the cartel when we were energy independent under Donald Trump way back 13 months ago.
Yeah, well, the whole issue, too, of a magic wand, that seems to be a recurring theme when Trump's not in office. When Trump's not in office... there's no magic wands. When he's in office, there must be magic wands.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. She's just parroting what her hero Obama said. I don't have a magic wand. We can't drill our way out of this mess. And then he was replaced as president by Donald Trump, who proceeded to drill his way out of this mess.
I know. And the reactions from the mainstream media after Joe Biden's 9.5-minute speech were hilarious. But Senator, I'm sorry, not Senator, now I'm getting like Joe Biden's Secretary Granholm was actually introduced by Joe at a meeting. He had like a virtual, I'm guessing it was virtual. I don't even have that confirmed, but everything's virtual now, with Governor Gavin Newsom and Secretary Granholm. And he talked more about these green initiatives. It's like, who is running this place that they don't think, you know what, maybe we put the green initiatives thing off until for a couple of weeks. Maybe we don't do it right after telling people their gas prices are going even higher. But no, Biden still does it. And why is he
cracking wise with these reporters? Like, he tells us this is we're in a terrible situation and everyone's going to pay a price and all this. And then he goes out and, has one of these meetings with the Democrat operatives. And then at one point they were asking him questions and he was picking his teeth. I mean, we can't show it on the radio because it doesn't work, obviously. But you look at the picture of him, he's just, his mouth is agape. He's slack jawed. He has no answer to anything. I mean, again, if anything, Lindsey Graham understated what Putin thinks. I mean, whatever else you say about Neville Chamberlain, he may have been a weak sister, but he was all there, Is Joe Biden, who would you take in a Mensa contest or in a Jeopardy match? Neville Chamberlain in 1938 or Joe Biden in 2022? I don't think there's any question, is there, Grace?
No, there's not. And it's, you're right, it's this weird thing where it's almost like the moments, and like how he just said, we can't play it because it doesn't read as well on radio, but you should go find it because the moments where someone asks a question and these people push them out of the room, and Joe Biden obviously hears the question because everyone heard it, and he just kind of stares blankly ahead. And then he smiles like he thinks it's really funny. And he was cracking jokes yesterday with Gavin Newsom, not just about Putin, but about Russia's economy and how California has an economy that's like five times the size of it. And Newsom was getting in on the fun. This is all just LOL, like, ha, 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 this is funny. People are going to have to pay more in gas prices, but what do we care?
I bring up that fact that California has a much higher GDP, gross domestic product, than Russia, but I think the reason you bring it up is to show that Russia, I mean, they do have nuclear weapons and it is a gangster state, as Steve Cortez says, but is it that much of a threat if the economy is that small? I don't really think it is.
Well, the threat becomes bigger when the president has no idea what he's doing. You know what I mean? Everyone's threat increased a little bit when Joe Biden got into office because it's just so painfully obvious how weak we are right now.
David Muir of ABC yesterday, I don't think we played this cut yesterday. We maybe referenced it, but Joe Biden, first of all, he's walking away. Let's play that Joe doing his usual, Bill Rogers routine. He's a walk away Renee. Cut 17.
Thank you all very much.
Sir, are you still open to meeting with Vladimir Putin, sir?
There's not going to be any summit conference, and the Secretary of State, also known as Senator, also known as Foreign Minister Blinken, he's not going to meet with his Russian counterpart either. But anyway, this is David Muir. They took this. The networks broke into General Hospital or The View, whatever they were showing at the time, and they had David Muir, the hard hitting pajama boy who used to work at Channel 5 in Boston. And he immediately assumes full alibi Ike position for Biden walking away. Cut 18.
Thank you all very much.
President Biden there in the East Room, not taking any questions, likely given the gravity of the moment the world is now facing. He did talk about Vladimir Putin and his announcement just 24 hours ago that he now recognizes two separatist regions in eastern Ukraine as independent countries.
Howie, can I read you? Nick Arama had a really funny take on that David Muir cut.
Yes.
And she said, according to Muir, Biden took no questions, quote, likely given the gravity of the moment the world is now facing, end quote. So because it is so serious, he should not talk about it. What kind of sense does that make? If it's so important, isn't that more of a reason to take questions on it? And then she goes on to say, or is Muir saying it's best that Biden not take questions or talk more about it because it's so important and Biden is likely to blow it big time with further comments? That's what I think he was saying, is that it makes sense he's not taking any questions because we can't afford him to make any more mistakes today. Because when we did let him talk last time, he said the minor incursion remark. And a lot of people are arguing that this is all the fallout. I mean, obviously, this has been going on for quite a long time. But that minor incursion remark did not help the situation at all.
Yeah, I know. And then they're blaming Trump because Trump said that Putin was a genius for coming up with this scheme of saying that these eastern parts of Ukraine have declared independence and he's just sending in peacekeepers, so it's not really an invasion. And I thought that was a legitimate thing for him to say, you know? I mean, he is handling it very well. And as you pointed out on your show, Grace, I mean, the card-carrying fellow travelers that the New York Times have been calling Putin a genius for years. But
Trump says
exactly what they've been saying, and he's a traitor.
Howie, Eddie Scary tweeted today, and you can ask him about this when you have him on. He said he reposted Susan Glasser. She's from The New Yorker, and she was expressing her outrage over Republicans, saying that Putin is a genius, that this is a new wing of the Republican Party. And Eddie Scary said, literally 8 days ago, The New York Times called Putin a master tactician. But please, pretend it's an outrage to call his maneuvers genius. He also posted the exact article, and then he found another comment here, and he said, I guess The New York Times employs a Putin fan, and he posted an article from 2018 of David Brooks writing, Vladimir Putin, the most influential man in the world. David Brooks, who I guess should wear a Team Russia shirt, according to Jennifer Rubin, he called Putin brilliant. So where is the outrage for David Brooks?
You know, they always say, you know, Trump thinks he's still the president. Why can't he just be a private citizen? So he goes on a podcast yesterday and he says what he would say to a dinner guest at Mar-a-Lago if he walked by the table, right? Which is, man, that Putin is playing us like a fiddle, right? Words to that effect. And they're angry about that. He's acting like a private citizen, and they're angry about that.
Oh, yeah. This is NBC News. Trump praises Putin's genius. NPR, Trump praises Putin as savvy amid new escalations. Yahoo News, Trump praises Putin's genius incursion into Ukraine. Politico, Trump calls Putin genius and savvy for Ukraine invasion. Vanity Fair, and I actually, this one got cut off, so I don't, you'll have to Google this, Howie. All I see here is Trump calls Putin's Ukraine moves genius because he's a sick man who hates ... I'm guessing they're going to say who hates America, who hates his supporters. I don't know what they, that finishes.
This is the same. This is the same magazine that Hillary Clinton was citing to prove that there was nothing to the John Durham filing a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, don't listen to John Durham. Read this op-ed from Vanity Fair, and you'll understand why I'm innocent. No, it's absolutely absurd, Howie. And I mean, I think the craziest was Malcolm Nance. We don't have time for it now, but he was on MSNBC talking about how this is all Trump's fault. And as I said earlier, I was like, so is Trump still president? Like, was QAnon, is this... Were they on to something
Everybody's
here?
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Because we always get accused of QAnon, the supporters. They think Trump is going to take over again. Well, you guys keep talking about him like he never left the White House. I don't hear anything about
Biden.
They
took Georgia and they took Crimea when Obama was president. And now they didn't take anything when Trump was president. And now Biden is president and they've gobbled up two or three provinces in Ukraine.
Yeah, and Howie, I'll actually send you this before I leave today, but David Harsanyi has a good piece where he gives everyone a little refresher on how long Biden has been part of this plan to kind of appease Russia, and it goes back a very long time into the Obama administration. He goes through some of Obama's greatest hits, including the hot mic moment, things like that.
Right, and by the way, I just sent it to Matt. The Republican National Committee, I think, found a cut from 2001 when Senator Biden is meeting with Putin, and he compares him to Peter the Great.
Yeah, no,
the greatest czar in Russian history.
I saw that, and the House GOP put up a picture of Biden, and they said, this is what weakness on the world stage looks like, and Casey Hunt wrote, official arm of House GOP as the U.S. works to keep alliances strong and U.S. influence at its peak. Who is the enemy exactly? And the responses back to her were hysterical. People are like, seriously?
Someone says, a texter says, Putin was smart enough to hack our elections. I guess he was pretty smart, right, according to the New York Times and the Washington Post. That's another good point. All right, Grace, thank you very much.
Thanks, Howie.
Now's the time to plan outdoor summer fun for your kids or grandkids. Slavinsky Camps offer the very best of the traditional summer camp experience. Situated on Panther Pond in Maine, which has one of the best lakefront beaches anywhere in the vacation land, Slavinsky Camp gives kids lots of outdoor, old-fashioned summer fun. I can remember summers as a kid playing outside in the fresh air all day long. Do you remember how much fun those days were? Slavinsky Camps are run like camps were run back in 1965 when we were all kids. The one-week sessions are filled with swimming and dodgeball. Yes, dodgeball has not been canceled at Slavinsky Camps, one of my favorite experiences as a kid. They play capture the flag, paddling, and yes, they even learn table manners. Campers have fun the way we all used to, playing outside. Daily activities include sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, arts and crafts, and my favorite, how to defend yourself with Nerf weapons. How much fun is that, right? And you don't have to sign the kids up for multi-week sessions. You can sign them up for a one-week session and see how they like it. And guess what? They'll probably want to come back after the family finishes its vacation. But you don't have to sign up for two or three-week sessions. You can sign up just for 1 week. You can sign up for more, but 1 week is available. Nightly campfires at Slavinsky Camps include fun competitions of singing as well as old-school education about self-reliance and mental toughness. They read books to all the campers, classics like A Tale of Two Cities by Dickens and Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. They also read epigrams from great leaders like Lincoln, Churchill, even JFK. Again, they're teaching good old-fashioned American values to the kids. Learn more about a traditional summer camp at slavinskycamps.com. Plan now to give your kids that healthy, fun experience of traditional summer camp in Maine. Learn more at Slavinsky, S-L-O-V-E-N-S-K-I, slavinskycamps.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-haw! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Let's take some calls here. Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I just wanted to say they're criticizing President Trump for not comporting himself as a private citizen. They didn't throw that criticism at John Kerry when he was off gallivanting, comporting himself like Secretary of State.
Thank you, Susan. Yeah, you know, you remember they wanted to try General Flynn under the Logan Act, which prohibits private citizens from negotiating directly with foreign governments. Remember that? They've never used that to convict anybody. It's been around for over 200 years. But nobody ever brought that up for John Kerry because he was a Democrat. And now they're PO'd at Trump for acting like somebody you'd run into at a bar, right? Or at your health club.
Yep.
If there weren't for double standards, the liberals would have no standards at all. And by the way, what did Trump say that wasn't true? We'll play the cut after the top of the next hour, just so you can hear what he had to say. I mean, it's the same thing we've all thought, you know, which is, you know, they always say Putin in this case is playing chess and Biden is playing checkers. Biden can't play 52 pickup. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Howie, as a father of a son that's being sworn into the Army tomorrow, and a military person myself, I'm very concerned, and I don't know if anybody's brought it up, but could you not see in this weakened time China moving on,
Absolutely.
And then you got Iran, and then you got North Korea. I mean, I saw this thing where it had like a pack of four wolves, and it says they pounce on the weak, and each of the wolves had China and Korea and stuff. I mean, what do we do in 6 months or less than that if China decides to make their move on Taiwan?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do nothing. We're going to say we're going to have severe sanctions, and the Chinese will laugh up their sleeve at us, just like Putin is. I'm Howie Carr.